This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, heritagefoodsusa.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
So LeBron James shocked the sports world on Friday, July 11th by announcing his return to the Cleveland Cavaliers. What does this mean for the city of Cleveland and its restaurants and businesses?
It's going to be great for the city of Cleveland to have a reason to come downtown. One more reason to come downtown is one more reason for us to kind of change the ways that people felt about downtown for years, really get the economy back on top.
That's Matt Danko, executive chef at the newly opened Trentina in Cleveland and former pastry chef of Greenhouse Tavern in downtown Cleveland. Greenhouse Tavern is only a few blocks away from the Quicken Loans Arena, where the Cavs play, and Matt expects the city to be buzzing with new business now that the most popular athlete in the world is coming back home.
We knew if his decision was to come here that it would impact all of us on our day-to-day, you know, workforce and you know how the restaurants would run for the next year. Because you can consider that the Greenhouse Tavern is within a block of where the Cavs play. Business will change significantly upon his return. And the significance of his presence is for the team and for the fans is pretty large, and it changes the dynamic of the nights when the Cavs do play. The impact is significant.
But where does this leave Miami, the city he played before leaving for Cleveland? Chef Jeremiah Bullfrog of Gastropod in Miami had this to say when asked how the city will respond.
You know, let's be honest, we had LeBron for 4 years. He brought us 2 championships. 4 finals in 4 years. Miami, we salute you, LeBron. Go to Cleveland. Cleveland needs you. There ain't shit to do in Cleveland. You know who the most pissed off person is right now in this whole deal? LeBron's chef. I guarantee you, dude's like, what? I gotta go? It's tropical fruit season? Now you're uprooting? I gotta deal with snow?
I'll say this much. Sports often doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things, but if it means that Cleveland restaurants and businesses will get a boost, call us LeBron James fans. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, this is Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.